President Clinton sent his final economic report to Congress today. He painted a picture of a slowing but strong economy, and he warned the next administration against using too much of the federal surplus to pay for tax cuts. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The president said the U.S. economy has changed a lot in the last 8 years. He cited lower interest rates, low unemployment, and the elimination of the federal deficit. He said his policies helped to produce the longest economic expansion in history and to set the stage for more prosperity to come.
The message of this final report is clear. The economy remains strong, on a sound foundation, with a bright future.
The president said the rate of growth will likely drop this year to less than 3%, compared with more than 4% last year. But he said that isn't unexpected, and it doesn't mean the expansion is about to end, as some have warned. He said the nation's on track to eliminate the federal debt by the end of the decade and to still have enough money on hand to solve the financial problems of Medicare and Social Security. The president said that might not be the case, though, if there's a massive tax cut, such as the one proposed by incoming President George W. Bush.
I have repeatedly said America can afford a tax cut. But I do not believe that the tax cut plus whatever spending plans there will be should be so large as to take us off the path of fiscal discipline. For a simple reason, paying down the debt keeps interest rates lower. That means stronger businesses, higher incomes, more jobs, a stronger market. Keeping those long-term rates down is profoundly important.
But the president also acknowledged he'll be out of the business of making economic policy in a few more days. In an interview published today in the Wall Street Journal, President-elect Bush said he was relatively pessimistic about the economy. He said it looks like a slowdown has begun, and the question is, how soft will the landing be? Bush and his aides have warned repeatedly about the possibility of recession. They say a tax cut is needed now more than ever to stimulate growth. Bush spokesman Ari Fleischer today dismissed President Clinton's warning that the surplus would be better spent on paying down the federal debt.
President-elect does not share that approach. He believes that we can and should cut taxes to help keep the economy strong, in addition to the fundamental values-laden issue, which is it's the people's money, they have a right to keep it.
Fleischer said Bush's 10-year, $1.3 trillion tax cut is very reasonable. He said the surplus over that same period is projected to be about $4.7 trillion. Larry Makin is an economist with the American Enterprise Institute. He agrees that taxes should be cut, but he thinks what's going on in the economy has more to do with changes in technology and the market's reaction than with anything the administration has done. He says it's understandable that President Clinton and President-elect Bush would disagree.
At a turning point in the economy, especially after a long period of expansion, you're going to get a wide range of views because we don't really have the hard numbers yet to verify which of the views is right.
Makin says things are changing very quickly, and no one really knows what's going to happen next. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.